And the District of Taylor, in danger of losing its only medical clinic. Right now, the clinic is run by LiveCare, a new healthcare startup company. It provides hybrid medical services, including telehealth, in-clinic doctor visits, and in-home care. Now, LiveCare blames the province's healthcare funding model for its financial woes in Taylor. Both LiveCare and the district advocating for better funding models from the province. Now, Rob Fraser is the mayor of Taylor, and he joins us on the line to share the latest. Thank you very much, Rob, for joining us.
You're welcome.
So why is the medical clinic in danger here?
Well, it's a business. So that partnership between LiveCare and the District of Taylor is a business partnership, and there's just not enough economies of scale to make it worthwhile for that business. And also, you've discussed the funding model that the province has with respect to telemedicine and telehealth.
Right. Yeah. And can you? I was hoping you could further flesh that out, explain the financial issues facing the clinic.
Sure. So it's threefold, really. First one is just the volume of patients coming through there. So, you know, you might go there and there are a lot of people sitting around in the waiting room. But over the span of a year, it's just not being utilized enough by the local population to get those economies of scale where it's profitable for that business. Second is it takes a little bit longer for each visit when you're doing telemedicine. So maybe a face-to-face visit, you might get 6 an hour. With telemedicine, it takes a little bit longer, which is good for the patient, but the system doesn't recognize it. You might only get 3 or 4 visits per hour. And so, again, you just can't get enough people through there.
I would assume that
funding model doesn't recognize it.
Right. I was going to say, I would assume, wrongly so, that telemedicine might be quicker, but I guess that's the opposite. I did not know that.
Sure, you set up with the technician, you talk to the doctor, the doctor quizzes you a little bit more because he can't actually physically touch you, and so there's that relationship that goes on that takes a little bit longer. It's a great model, patients love it, and it just takes a little bit longer, and the system just doesn't recognize that yet. When it's paying for telehealth, maybe through a Medeo model or something like that, the doctor's on the phone, very little infrastructure involved, and it happens very quickly. This model, you know, this model of care takes a little bit more time, and the doctors and the technicians want to take that time with the patients, and so they don't want to just rush them through. It doesn't deliver good care.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, if it doesn't have the volume of patients, and I mean, Taylor, what is it, a 20-minute drive to Fort St. John? Why does it need its own clinic then?
Well, we need a clinic. There are hundreds of people that come from all over the region down to Taylor to use this clinic. And so, although we're a 15-minute drive away, there are some people who in our community who don't get an opportunity to drive or who can't drive, and there is no transit system between the two communities. And so it makes it difficult for some of our elderly folks, some of our less advantaged folks who don't have that opportunity to get uptown. And also we put it together when we were having such a crisis in the region with respect to doctors, and we really were looking to put a clinic in Taylor for ourselves and for the folks in the rural area in our region.
Had it met expectations for you? Had it provided the things you were looking for prior to it arriving in Taylor?
Oh, absolutely. We've had testimonials from people who have said without that clinic, they likely wouldn't have been at that meeting. Stage 4 cancer, high pain levels for people, inability to get into a doctor up in Fort St. John, utilizing the emergency room over and over and over and over. Yeah, this has met our expectations and more, and that's why the District of Taylor and the Council is so committed to keeping this clinic open. You know, regardless of whether LiveCare stays or not, there's a solution here somewhere, and we're bound and determined to find it.
Right.
And
Now you just held a meeting,
keep it open.
Right? The district held a meeting on Monday about the clinic. What did you hear at that meeting from the public?
Well, we always have a portion of our meeting open to the public, and they gave testimonials, as I said, about how great that clinic is, how their lives have been changed, how they support that clinic. you know, I think they came in pretty angry because of the misinformation out there was that the district attorney was going to close this clinic, and
right.
and that's not it at all. And I think by the time we finished with that meeting and explaining the model and what was happening, I think those people became advocates for our clinic, and I think they're out there chatting it up, trying to get more people to come out.
Now, I'm to understand LifeCare, the district, advocating for better funding models from the province. What exactly are you asking for? Just a better, more money, or just a different system altogether?
Yeah, I think just recognizing that this model of care delivery is different, and it comes with its own challenges, and it just doesn't fit into the same box as just telemedicine as I think they originally envisioned it. So it's a hybrid model, somewhere between volume of patients and just strict telephone teleconferencing. And if they can recognize, it's a state-of-the-art facility, which will, I think it'll revolutionize medical delivery to small remote communities. And bureaucracies move slowly, and they just haven't recognized the potential. So we're trying to get that across to them, trying to get them to recognize how this can be funded. And we're prepared, you know, we're prepared to be the pointy edge of that sword, and maybe some sort of a pilot project between us and the provincial government so that they can really see what the costs are and how to fund this correctly.
Now, you're stepping down as mayor, I'm to understand. What are the next steps that the district can take, do you think, to save the clinic?
Yeah, I'm only stepping down if I win the MLA's position.
All right, right.
I got to win that first.
Okay,
so
sir.
I'm still being the mayor, and the next steps are to continue working with LifeCare, to continue working with the province and Northern Health and maybe the doctors in Fort St. John to try to find the next solution.
Well, we'll continue to watch this. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Rob.
You're welcome, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rob Fraser, mayor of Taylor, and we did request an interview with LifeCare. I did not hear back from the company, though. And in an email statement, the Ministry of Health said, telehealth billing, like all MSP billing, is subject to review by the Medical Service Commission's Billing Integrity Program. So we'd like to throw this to our listeners, especially those that live in Taylor. We want to know how you feel. Is there a hybrid style of healthcare you'd like to see? What approach do you think would you like to see done to save the clinic there? What impact would it have on you if it shut down? Email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. You can also call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932, or we're on Facebook and Twitter, @DaybreakNorth.